Well, you've had three meets this week. I mean, back to back to back. Of course, the Mid Valley Invite postponed from a Friday to the Monday. You took some kids over to Gothenburg for that meet. Then you had some kids over Hitchcock County. So, boy, what a three-day stretch, huh?
Yeah, it's a pretty busy week, but I thought it was productive. I thought we got a lot accomplished and got some good momentum here going into RPAC.
Yeah, no question about it. Got to start with your vaulters. Boy, I tell you, that's been an area that you knew you're going to be strong at this year, and it definitely showed the guys first with Gage Hammond breaking your school record. I think it was that Midwest Track Classic the other day in Gothenburg, and boy, with the Rickardson kid from Cambridge, he had some other from Gothenburg, I should say, was there. He was in pretty good company, and boy, he made it happen that day, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a really competitive meet, especially in vault with some really kids that have been really high up there. And Gage has taken a couple attempts at the two previous meets at the school record, and it was good to see him go over. And he even had room on. Rudy sent me the video. He had some room to go on that one too. So that's big for him. I know he's been working hard to get to that point, and so happy for him.
He broke. Derek Greenley or
Logan?
Logan's. Yeah. Logan's been that'd been around for a while.
2018, I believe.
So. Yeah. So it'd been around for a while. So, and I'm sure you ask him, hey, do you have some more room? Can we go a little higher? Maybe in some. RPAC would be as good a time as any next week, wouldn't it?
Hey, I mean, RPAC's going to be kind of a mini state with who's all there. So it'll be for sure a good competitive vault field and a good opportunity for him to go out there and, see what he can do and hopefully add to it.
Yeah, the Highline kids really come around. You've got the Hernandez kid over Bertrand. Sutherland's got a pretty good vault. So the boys' vault coming up on Friday in Cambridge is going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be phenomenal. Really, honestly, a preview of state because it'll be the same guys probably competing at the top there.
Can't forget Brody Hammond. The freshman's having a great season. He was at Hitchcock the other day going for the meet record. And I texted Coach Kennedy. I said, where are they at now in the bar? And I announced it. And I went, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Because he didn't make any of the three, so I texted Rudy back and said, I apologize, I jinxed him. But that was his third meet in a row. He went all 3 days, so he had a lot of vault time, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a pretty good day. Excuse me, on Monday, where he got 12.6, and then went down to Gothenburg and got 12.8, which is huge. And then I think he was feeling pretty confident going into Hitchcock, but afterwards he said he didn't really realize how much of a toll vault 3 days in a row would take. So by the time he got up there to that 12.7, he was pretty well shot, I think. But that was good for him to go out there and get some good experience under and get 12.6 under his belt a couple times.
Yep, just keep moving up each and every meet you go to, increase that a little bit more. So those two on the guy side, and Alyssa Coe has really improved once again. I mean, I should say she's great vaulter to begin the season, but she's getting up there a little bit more. I think she hit 10 for the first time, didn't she?
Yeah, she hit 10 the other day. I think I'm Monday, excuse me, as well. And so that put her number two all time tied with Rylan Custard. She'd been taking some shots at the school record as well, the previous couple meets. So that's been really good for her, to go up there and consistently, getting over auto qualifying and even extending it a little bit. So, I think she can get up to 10.6, 11 foot here next couple meets. It'll be exciting to see how she does.
You bet. And the field events have been kind of where you've really shined this year. I know some other kids to kind of mention here. I know in the boys' high jump, Bo Trex is that boy, just a freshman once again. That bar keeps going a little higher for him every meet, doesn't he?
Yeah, Bo's been doing really well, improving. And you got Hitchcock, he got 5'10", and it sounds like he's pretty close at 6 foot. So if we – that put him number two all time for us at 5'10", and if he can get, 6 foot, that's putting him in a real good position, come district. So, excited for how he's progressed. His long jump's improving every meet, and his 100 time's coming down. So I think he got under 12 seconds for the first time at Hitchcock. So. Very pleased with how Bo's competed.
Yep, he's one of a couple of freshmen that have bright futures. You've got a thrower in there, once again, who's really doing some great things in the throws each and every meet too, huh?
Yeah, we had a really good competition with the throwers there at Cambridge, with Colin Day and Connor Weaver. They both threw over 120 that night, and so that would have put them both over our fifth all-time throw. So just having two young guys kind of at that point already has been pretty good. And then Connor went down to the Gothenburg as well, and kind of exceeded where he was at. I think he came in 10th and finished 8th with another throw over 120. So just for him to go back-to-back days at 120 was huge.
I know he texted me the other day. I think it was at, which one? Was it the Cambridge meet? He threw 13 feet farther than he ever. Was that at Cambridge in the Med Valley invite?
I think that was Colin through.
Colin, yeah, Colin I'm talking
through,
about
yeah,
Colin.
Yeah, Colin through 13. Yeah, he was, I think, at 111 and through, like, 124.
Yeah.
And then, and then he threw 119 the other day at Hitchcock, so that was big for Colin, too. That was a pretty windy day, so you didn't know what you're going to get on some of those throws. And so consistently getting up there above 115 is going to be big for both of those guys.
I think you were off back in the corner back there, and the ladies up in the press box said, we have never ever had the discus in that part of the field before, so that was a little different, wasn't it, being in that part? That's what they said.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever thrown out of that ring. So, it was right into the wind, and, you know, I think maybe that's kind of a preview of, I guess, supposedly at districts you have to, maybe, if you can. So, I don't know. He's trying to give them a little bit of a look to see what that would look like and get some experience throwing there in the wind. But, you know, sometimes you can't control that. So, you know, it is good to learn how to throw with and against. So,
exactly.
But, yeah, there were some interesting throws, but we were able to get a few good ones in.
All right. There's some other kids. I know in all the running events, also your field events, a lot of youngsters getting their work time, first varsity time this year that are doing well for you, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. excuse me. Eliana Walkington's been doing really well for us in the hurdles, consistently in the 17s, which is phenomenal for a freshman in the 100-meter hurdles. And she's dabbling in some pole vault as well. She's been pretty consistent at 8 foot, which is, for a long time, 7'6" was our school record. So, and she's doing really well in the vault. Aspen Builder has been huge for us in the jumps. And, I really, really don't like jumping all three jumps. And it's really, really tough. I was a former jumper, and it's so hard on your legs. But she's kind of took that as a challenge. And she's been, doing really well in the long triple and high for us.
I think she set a personal – Hitchcock was her personal best, wasn't it? And a long jump, I do believe, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a really good day, long jump, 16-2 and a quarter, I think. So that was big for her to get over that 16-foot mark. That's going to be kind of what we're aiming for coming districts.
And I know she, in the worst way, wants to get that high jump for her, doesn't she?
Yeah, and she's really close on a lot of those 5-2s that she's been at. So she'll get it. Just fine-tuning a few things here and there. She jumped all 3 days last week, which was a lot of pressure on your feet. And so her to come through with a 16-foot jump on a third day of jumping was big.
Yeah, I know you put that boys 4x1. You and I have talked about that before. That's coming around for you. I know you had a different kind of lineup. I think Gage didn't run it on Wednesday. He didn't run it on Monday. But that's a lineup. It's three freshmen. And really, I think you had four freshmen, I think, there on Hitchcock on Wednesday, didn't you?
Yeah, Hitchcock, we had Aiden Gilliam. So, Gage, we were kind of trying to give a couple days off from vault. And so, I know Aiden had ran it last year in junior high. And they ran a comparable time with him. So, I thought, I'm very proud of how those guys have come around. It's really hard to compete sometimes as sprinters. Yeah, as a freshman and competing against juniors and seniors, so to see where those guys have at, where they're at, and how they're able to improve, has been huge. And if they stick with it, they've got a pretty big or pretty bright future ahead of them.
Ethan League in the triple jump. That's a young man. It's kind of slowly but surely in that jump, start improving every meet, isn't he?
Yeah, Ethan's been doing really well. He didn't come out last year as a freshman, so it's been nice having him out here as a sophomore. He's been doing really, really good things in the triple jump. Improving every week, and he's getting. I think he started the season about 32. He's up to right under 36 right now. So, and I think he's got room to improve. He's been doing a great job in the jumps.
Coach, you got the RPAC meet coming up next Friday in Cambridge. Going to be a dynamite meet. It always is with the teams, 16 teams, girls and boys. That's going to be a fun day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be. Should be a good day. lots of competition. Mm-hmm. Top to bottom, like if you get a medal, it's quite an achievement at this meet because it's so competitive. I think the weather's looking good so far. Hopefully,
knock on some wood. It's not wood. Yeah, it's wood here.
But it's not gonna be too hot, and I think decent weather-wise. So hopefully the wind stays away, and we've kind of had a lot of that this year, so be nice to compete without some wind for once. But
exactly right. And you guys, you've been there, you know that track area venue more than anybody. So you're comfortable there. You've done, especially your vaulter, it's kind of the pit area. You know the place. They're probably pretty glad. Hey, you're kind of glad that the conference is there this year.
Yeah, not too far away. So, should be a great day. Like you said, we're pretty comfortable there. You usually get three or four meets a year.